dictation for Sue, S-U-E, Lapham, L-A-P-H-A-M, April 1656. Address as a letter to Pace, P-A-C-E, 95358801. Dear Sirs at Pace, follow up for Mrs. Lapham, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, nephropathy, hypertension, last visit September, legally blind, no hospital visit, morbid obesity, uses a cane, no fall. A great nephew lives with her, 23 years old, no oxygen or CPAP machine. She takes care of herself and sometimes also cooking. I did an extensive review, system being negative. I reviewed medications. However, her list and your list are not necessarily the same. A trial of Ozempic, develops gastrointestinal symptoms, discontinued after a month. I'm going to highlight the Bumex potassium, losartan, magnesium, of the Repatha. Presently on fenofibrate, on insulin. Next paragraph, present weight 264, blood pressure by nurse 118/86, no respiratory distress, alert orientation 3, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness, morbid obesity, minor edema, no ulcers. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, in March, creatinine worse from a baseline 1.1, presently 1.54. If this will be a steady state, represents a GFR around 37, malanemia 13, normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Question, acute on chronic renal failure versus progressive, blood test to be repeated. No symptoms to suggest pre-renal state, gastrointestinal losses. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, blood pressure normal to high. I need not change medications. Continue losartan and diuretics. If creatinine persisted elevation, we will do a bladder post-void residual. Presently, no need for phosphorus binders or EPO treatment. All issues discussed with the patient and a friend who is helping, end of dictation.